Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go from Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio program, where each and every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast our show to teach you how to adopt the habits and traits that millionaires exhibit each and every day. Learn the secrets to attract wealth with your new millionaire mindset. Watch how differently people respond to you when you incorporate these strategies into your everyday life. And for today, this fabulous January 11th, 2011, 1-11-11, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate Investment Offices right here in sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. And today's topic is about creating our day. Do you ever find that you wake up in the middle of the night and are stressed and worried and can't feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't start working on things now at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm never going to get them done? And then you find yourself at the end of the day saying, oh my God, what happened to my day? I thought I was working on this. Where did my day go? And then you're all still stressed out. Or perhaps you wake up on time and you intend to do one thing with your day, but by the day's end, it's not at all what you wanted it to end up. Or perhaps you're that person that delays starting their day, where you whack the snooze bar and whack the snooze bar, avoiding beginning your day because you already have the foregone conclusion that your day is going to be crappy and it won't end up the way you desire. And so you feel like, why bother? Well, that's the sentiment of so many people each and every day. They get up, and at best, they hope they have a good day. And I love the interview we did last year with Charles Buffington, who said, hope is not a strategy. One thing that separates the millionaires from the masses is that they create their day. They know what's going to happen when, and with a high level of certainty, they can predict the outcome of their day. So when day's over, they're not real surprised. Because for the most part, the day went their way. The same thing is true with professional athletes and performance artists competing at the highest level. They create their days too. Well, what separates these extreme competitors and millionaires from the masses? It's simple. They create their day before they live it. How do we do that exactly? Well, we must share outcome-based thinking. Outcome-based thinking is where we plan backwards. Planning backwards is essential. All great plans were planned in reverse. Now you're sitting there saying, what do you mean backwards in reverse? Well, you have to begin with the end in mind. One of Stephen Covey's seven habits. And by beginning with the end in mind, you can then systematically deconstruct or reverse engineer your way into the beginning. And when we peel back those layers, the secret to success is inside that strategy. So how do we do this outcome-based thinking plan backwards process specifically? Well, that's today's millionaire-focused strategy. And the way we do this is to begin with what it is that we want or desire. And when we can specifically identify what it is that we desire, we need to focus on it. So if it's winning a race, closing a deal, winning your case in court, whatever it is that you want to accomplish, envision that. Hold that in your mind. See yourself at the end, in the winner's circle, triumphant, wherever the outcome is accomplished, that's where you want to focus. Now, what's going on? What's happening? What do you see? What do you hear? What does it look like? Is it hot? Is it cold? How does it feel? Experience what that is. And then go just before that, as if it was a movie, and rewind to see what final event occurred in order for you to achieve that success. All successful athletes or millionaires play their scenarios out as a movie in their head first. And visualize themselves in that winner's circle or accomplishing their task. So you have to create this movie in your head of you accomplishing your goal. Now, if it's a successful negotiation, what we're going to do is think about every critical point in that negotiation and play through the many options or directions that it could go, especially the ones where it can go sideways and not in your favor. The value of doing this exercise in outcome-based thinking allows you the resource of living it once before. So when you see how it goes sideways, you're able to evaluate, how do I bring this back on track? And then create alternatives to return to the strategy in place. This gives you so much momentum, because when you actually live it for real, you've anticipated all the possibilities. And instead of being thrown off guard when you're in this meeting or this event or situation, instead of looking shocked, stunned, fumble around, stammer, you're able to articulately, swiftly and professionally redirect and overcome that objection to get you back on your strategic path. That is the key. Not just seeing yourself winning, because anybody can see themselves crossing the finish line. But how do we get there? And we do it by deconstructing the process. And then anticipate all potential outcomes and create the alternatives to overcome any objections. That's the key to creating your day. Anticipation and preparedness are your allies when it comes to creating your day. So if you have several things that you need to accomplish, multiple tasks, play your day forward in your head as you see yourself living it. What's the ideal scenario? How would it come out flawlessly? And play that in your mind. Capture that moment. Feel that energy. How it looks, how it feels, how it sounds. And then we're going to create a physical anchor. And I want you to take your left two fingers, index and middle finger, and I want you to tap on the top of your right wrist and put that feeling and effort and energy into that point. And anytime throughout the day that you have an issue and you feel you're coming off your path and anxiety starts to build or you're not reacting properly, just simply tap on that spot again to immediately bring back those feelings of success. Because when we feel successful, we're able to make more effective choices because we're choosing to respond as opposed to react to the electrochemical stimulus that's going on in our bodies when we get stressed out. Now, the next thing you're going to do after you envision your day going flawlessly is play this movie again and think about every possible thing that could go wrong at any given time. And create an alternative for that scenario. Overcome that obstacle. Play it out in your head. Of all the things that could go right and flawless, those aren't the things that hang us up and keep us from celebrating a truly great created day. But it's taking the opportunity to look at and experience what goes wrong in our day. And it's precisely what goes wrong that keeps us from our successful creation. So by anticipating what it is that we truly want, and figuring out what's going to derail us, and finding ways to successfully overcome that derailment will make all the difference in your outcome because you've played it out in your head. You've considered the alternatives, and you're ready to select the most appropriate response for that particular stimulus. Now, fully and completely integrate this strategy now. See yourself in this way. Look forward into the future and see yourself successfully creating each and every day. Bring those feelings of successful day creation back into your moment right now. Notice how others respond to you differently. Look around the room, focus on some objects. You're fully alive, fully awake, and ready to go out and create your day. Thank you so much for joining us on today's Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go. We look forward to chatting with you again tomorrow on the midweek update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Thank you so much for joining us, and you go out and make it a millionaire day with unlockyourwealth.com. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Heather Wagenhall.